This is Jason Anderson, director of the Compline Choir. As we celebrate 65 years of praying and chanting the office of Compline at St. Mark's Cathedral in Seattle, we share with you this podcast of the office of Compline, recorded live by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.
The Compline Choir and St. Mark's Cathedral acknowledge that we gather on the traditional land of the first people of Seattle, the Duwamish people, who are still here, and we honor with gratitude the land itself and the life of all the Coast Salish tribes. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and everything they owned was held in common. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. O sons and daughters, let us sing the King of heaven, the glorious King. O death and hell rose triumphing. Alleluia. That night the apostles met in fear. Amidst them came their Lord most near, and said, "My peace be on all here. Alleluia." When Thomas first the tidings heard, how they had seen the risen Lord, he doubted the disciples' word. Alleluia.
My pierced side of Thomas see, my hands, my feet, I show to thee, not faithless but
Alleluia. No longer Thomas then denied, he saw the feet, the hands, the side.
"But my Lord and God,"
he cried, "Alleluia. How blessed are they
The Lord Almighty, grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Beloved in Christ, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. Whom resist, steadfast in the faith. But thou, O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost.
as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Praise ye the Lord.
The Lord's name be praised.
For this evening's office, Psalm 133. Now the God of peace, that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Thanks be to God.
Into thy hands, O Lord.
yesterday with joy was bright.
That yesterday with joy was bright, the sun shone out with fairer light, when to their longing eyes they soared, the apostles saw their risen Lord.
His risen flesh with radiance glowed, his wounded hands and feet he showed, those scars their solemn witness gave, that Christ was risen from the grave. O Lord of all, with us abide in this our joyful Eastertide, from every weapon death can wield, thine own redeemed forever shield. All praise, O risen Lord, we give to thee, who dead again dost live, to God the Father equal praise, and God the Holy Ghost we raise.
Keep me as the apple of thy
eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings.
Preserve us, O Lord. I believe in God,
the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Lord, have mercy upon us.
Christ, have mercy upon us.
Amen. reconciliation. Grant that all who have been reborn into the fellowship of Christ's body may show forth in their lives what they profess by their faith. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, giver of life and health, comfort and relieve thy sick servants, Doug and Brenda, and give thy power of healing to those who minister to their needs, that they may be strengthened in their weakness and have confidence in your loving care. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
O God, whose mercies cannot be numbered, accept our prayers on behalf of thy servants, Dennis, Joe, Alan, and Rachel, and grant them an entrance into the land of light and joy in the fellowship of thy saints. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Yeah. us down in peace and take our rest.
For it is thou, Lord, only that makest us dwell.
This has been a podcast of the Office of Compline, recorded live at St. Mark's Episcopal Cathedral in Seattle by the Compline Choir. Please support this podcast and the ministry of the choir by making a sustaining or one-time offering on our website at complinechoir.org. Thank you for joining our online congregation.